Well, here we are again, everybody. So, hi. And that is our wonderful Creation Lightship Healing Show. And today's date is August 9th, 2017. Let's clear the date, and I'll do it two ways. I'll just clear the numbers, so 8-9-2017. So we'll see if those numbers are tracking you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll put the August in there. So August 9, 2017. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's energize the light beam or beams on your TV screen, your monitor screen, whatever you're looking at, possibly. So here we go. Stronger, male energy's coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, think of it now. We'll help to release that one timeline that you're viewing. And you're on that timeline of whatever situation you're looking at. So here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And we could do a planet clearing if you'd like tonight. Maybe you could send the information to us on an email or the fast chat to see if one thing is appropriate for tonight. So we'll see if our co-host is out there or in the studio. So are you all ready to go, Michelle?
Oh, yes, I'm all ready to go, and I'm really glad to be back. I've been gone for a couple weeks, so it's wonderful to be back. And hello, everybody. Wednesday night on Creation Lightship. Yeehaw! So it looks like we have a lot of really good emails, and we have a couple of special calls coming up, so some good things are happening. And this first person that writes in, Ron, they have a couple different questions, so I'll break it down, and I'll see if you have an answer, which I'm sure you do. So the first one says, I just purchased the Timeline Crash Advanced Parallel Life Program, single usage, and it says, can you tell me what single usage means exactly?
Single usage is designed to be used one time, and the unlimited amount. So that's what that would indicate. It would be a one-time usage. But I think that one has a lot of information on it as far as clearings. So, you know, you're able to run through all the clearings one time. Well, back to you.
Okay. They did ask because it says since the other Timeline Crash healings were time duration specific, like a week or a month, they were thinking that this one didn't have a time deadline, which means they could keep running it. So you're saying that they can?
So I think that has the unlimited version on it. Well, you
okay.
could run it specifically for a month because I think that one has a lot of different types of clearings on it. And, you know, you couldn't naturally do that in one setting. If you like it and you want to keep going with it, then you can get the unlimited version of it on that whenever you choose to. Back to you.
Okay. So then she also says, I have two urgent physical issues I was hoping to clear. Also, there are so many options I wanted to run in different ways and try to get these issues dealt with. Okay, so that was about the Timeline Crash. And then another question, I wanted to confirm that I understand correctly the first selection, the issue, when setting up the Timeline Crash. Is it correct that you either select the non-emotional issue from the drop-down or write in the box your issue or write down a dream in the other box? So she's wondering if you have to do them each separately.
I believe you can do whenever you choose to. Oh, remember, you may not have a dream about your issue, so that would not pertain to you. So it's whatever you're looking at as far as the issue, how it entered into your life, and how you connected yourself to it. may not be, you know, in a dream at all. It could be something else that's related to you. So back to you.
Yeah, so I think the way I understood it and how I've been doing it is that although I do know some people that just chose the non-emotional issue and they just crashed the actual issue, like as a header, but I thought you were supposed to label the non-emotional issue. So that was like saying what it was, like it was an alien torturing timeline, right? So you pick that and then you write down what the specific issue is in the box. And then if you have a dream, any dream, you can enter that in the box while the timeline is crashing. And it doesn't necessarily need to be related, right? It'll just crash the dream.
Yeah, it would crash the dream, yeah, but you may want to keep things that are related together, you know, with that. So if you don't have any dreams about an issue, then since you're not conscious of it in a dream state, you may not have to do anything with that because you're not connected to it on the physical, energetic level here, even though it could be happening to you. But that would be another, parallel life that you wouldn't know anything about. So that would be your dream. But if you have a dream that's going on, then you want to do it that way. So back to you. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, I do just write down, I guess, as I'm doing a timeline crash, right? And then let's say I have a dream, then I will write that in the box the next day when I wake up. And I never really thought, does my dream have to do with the timeline crash I'm currently crashing? I don't really see a correlation, although there may be one that I'm not aware of. So I just put in the dream, I guess. And then I do describe it and then I write the emotion that the dream seems to evoke, I don't have that dream back again. So, okay, so then the last question is, when running a clearing, it typically states that the cost is relative, for example, per each person, pet, or plant. It does say that after each of the clearings, but on one of the radio shows this week, Ron was saying you can always bring your pets and plants with you on a clearing. I just wanted to confirm how to do this, or if I'm understanding it correctly, would I put my name and my pet's name in the box with my name, or do I just say it out loud?
No, you'd put your pet's name in the box so that it will connect to your pet through you. You would like to have your name there, and then you put dog's name or cat's name, then you could do it that way.
Okay. So either way is correct, but it's a good idea to have your name and your animal's name.
Yeah, remember, your pet isn't necessarily going to have your last name. you could just say my pet so-and-so or cat Francis or something, you know, after your name if you want to do it that way, too. But it'll work whatever you do. It's always connected to you. It'll work, with your consciousness. Looking at, thinking about your particular pet or animal.
Okay, good. So any clearings that we get for ourselves, we can also do them on our pets?
Yes, that's correct, uh-huh. If you want
okay.
to give a donation, they too, you know.
Yep.
Will work for your pets and animals and maybe trees, et cetera, whatever's around you, that you know about. Okay? I'm not saying that you could put the president of Brazil or something in there, or whatever. Maybe the person has a problem with their left foot or something, But it's only things that you are associated with, possibly see or touch physically. So you could put that in, out to whatever that would be. If it's a person, then they need to have that clearing done for themselves, and you have to pay for that with their name on it. So back to you.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you. That's wonderful. And so that's a lot of people, I'm sure, that do have pets and mostly do extra clearings for their animals and also different plants or flowers that they may have in their home or outside of their home. So if anyone wants to donate, you are welcome to. As you know, you can always donate. It helps pay for the radio shows. It helps pay for the conferences. And you can just do that at Ron's website, which is www.creationlightshift.com, and just use the PayPal button and donate any amount that you want. So that would be very helpful. It keeps the cost of things down when Ron does special calls, particularly, and shows your appreciation, because there's a lot of things that Ron does for us that he doesn't charge for, basically. So, oh, but, you know, Ron, you still have to live on this planet, right? So, okay. So the next one says, I think it's kind of a testimonial, a little bit of a question. When I'm feeling light coming out from my body, is that light or my spirit, and is there a difference?
That's a good question. Your body does have a spirit in it that makes the body work and function. And then you also have another energy in your body, which we call the mind of the body. Mind of the body is like your internal healer. So it could be associated with the energy that's inside of your body, allowing your body to live. Because remember, your body has light in it, even though you may not have a spirit with you. So I guess I could probably talk about that a little bit. So what you have, besides the invisible energetic bodies, we all know about those. The most detrimental ones are the energies that come in from entities that attach to your body. And then from there, the most used body that we have here probably is your emotional body. Everybody lives in emotions. But your actual body energy does have a spirit. And from that, you have the other spirit that looks out of your eye, which is here to basically help you across your life with creativity. It has no judgment to it. So when you start judging your creativity, then that spirit probably is more turned off or actually gone, because you can't live in judgment. So the spirit that most people talk about that's with you, it would be the one that looks out of your eyes. That's how you could tell. I guess I could use the word how spiritual people are, but that may not be the correct sense. But typically, if we don't talk about clones, we just talk about humans, then the brighter your eyes, the more spirit energy you have. But that's how it shows up through your eyes. Now, the energy radiating from your body, so we'll just call it that, we'll just say that's your, in a sense, your auric field, which may not be the proper way of stating that. But you do have an energy around your body that can glow, change colors. People can see different colors of that energy. That's, I think, basically, you're seeing, it was probably initially white. Then as you have more situations going on, or if you're tired or going through a healing process, a physical healing maybe, you're going to see different colors if you're able to see auras. So people have different color auras according to the energy that your body's using at the time. Or you could say that's your mindset of what you're thinking about. So now we'll get back to the light that you're emitting. We'll just say it's white light now. Somebody sees you and your body's putting out white light. So the question then would be, is that the energy of the spirit in your body, That's making your body live. Could be, but normally that's not going to be radiating out that much. Oh, it more than likely would be more of your spirit energy glowing around you. So that you really don't want to have exposed. You want to do a shrink wrap of that energy, whether it is your spirit or the energy from your body or field. You want that to be right onto your skin, whatever you're emitting, so nobody can, in a sense, steal it from you or psychically attack you. And you don't want to get it contaminated by other people trying to connect to you because they like the glow that you have. So, you know, the main thing is to disconnect everybody from you through energetic cording, and from there, we crap. Do you have anything to add on that, Michelle, if I missed something, or if I did miss something, maybe you could tell me what to talk about?
Well, I think you covered it. Yeah, it's right. I felt it before when it's kind of like when you're a kid, you're encouraged to really, you know, let your little light shine or to really, you know, send out a lot of energy. And children often have a lot of high or very low emotions. But I think people can feel it as adults when they're, when other people are connecting to them and kind of taking their energy, and it makes you feel exhausted. And a lot of times we probably just think, oh, wow, I'm tired or I'm getting old or maybe I need to eat better or something. But I think you're right. It's more like if you could keep your energy closer to you, then you'd have more of it, and it would be enough for you to think to carry you through your life, like to if you kept your spirit in your body and more protected.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't want to have it be known or show, you don't want to have it, you know, being transmitted out of yourself, because then it could be taken by anybody. So somehow you just want it to have it be used by yourself only. And I really can't say how or why some people don't do that. Maybe they were taught to, you know, expand their auric field. There are things like pendants that people could put on, which does that, which to me would be pretty harmful if you have a 10 or 20, 30-foot auric field around you. You know, it might look neat, you know, a dowsing rod or something, and go, wow, this person has a lot of energy. But where's it going, you know? What's it being used for? We'll typically use that energy. Maybe more relating to your lower chakras. When you're maybe walking at night and it's dark out and you want to get out your psychic radar, you want to be able to sense something, maybe from your maybe power chakra or second chakra, even first chakra. So you're using that energy kind of much like your third eye, but maybe you're using your body to detect it. Third eye is what you look at stuff with normally, and your body energy is the lower chakras. Which one, it's hard to say which one you're using. It would be, you know, one, two, or three chakra, maybe all of them even. So when you're walking alone at night and, you know, it's kind of creepy and you got to walk a mile in the darkness, maybe you're walking through the woods. And so right away you go, wow, is there something out here? Maybe some type of you know, a wolf looking for something or some type of animal, or maybe there's somebody hiding in the bushes, you know? So you will put out your energetic field probably from your lower chakras, and you could call that a light energy if you would, and you're using that energy to sense whether it's safe to walk in a certain direction or not. Then you're using your sensory body along with your maybe your intuitive body, in a sense, along with those chakras, all working together to see if it's safe to be somewhere. But then you are putting out a big field just to sample the energy around you. And that's a little different than just being like in, you know, a grocery store or shopping mall, radiating this energy out of your body. And most people, when I see them, I would say they, it's probably no more than 10 feet for most people. And sometimes I'll see somebody's spirit walking behind them or alongside of them, which is kind of weird. But, you know, that can happen. But normally most people aren't aware of bringing the energy directly to their body, so they're going to be emitting maybe, you know, let's say a 4 to 6 foot field around them. Then everybody else is taking their energies. The aliens that are inside of them are having their orgies and stuff as they walk into somebody else's aura, or they want the body to walk into somebody who maybe has the opposite sex of alien critters in them, and then they can have a nice orgy, and you could be taking those energies into your body just by walking next to somebody. So that's one reason why you want to shrink wrap. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, and have you actually seen somebody say body shrink wrap and seen their auric field kind of come closer to their body?
Oh, yeah, all the time, yeah. I can see that when I do it at the expo. It shrinks instantly.
Yeah, I just, you know, it makes me wonder why, you know, you kind of wonder why it seems to be very predominant to do that, to, you know, send out your energy. And I think it's, I wonder if it's just some of our society, like people basically marketing themselves, or because you do in a lot of businesses have to have the energy of a lot of people and it has to be focused on you. And whereas it's interesting, I feel like I've done, you know, certain clearings with you or whatever that kind of make me almost invisible to people. And they almost look surprised when they actually notice that I'm, like, right there standing next to them. They're like, oh, like, I didn't know you were there. And I was like, that's strange. How could you not know I was here? Is something like that going on?
Yeah, that's what happens as you shrink wrap. Yeah, so, and there was some kind of rock and roll song about let your light shine or something like that. Maybe it's in the 60s or something, but I kind of remember something like that. Maybe it was the song from Hair. I don't know. Anyway, that's what you don't want to do. Oh, you never want to have your crown chakra opened up either. That kind of goes along with what we're talking about. That's the gateway, the entry point for the alien to come in and do things to you, abduct you, put you on timelines, and it interfaces with your body. Remember, they took the chakra system, or created the chakra system, I should say, in a sense, which is just all the meridians of the body that the light had to bring light to everything in your body. But they took it over and created it into a darkness energy. And all of a sudden, now you have chakras that the aliens can attach themselves to because they took over that system. And they were using, you know, the crown chakra to come into you. That's the, you know, their highway of highway to hell to connect to you, you know, and then you have problems. Always have your crown chakra closed off, and you're going to feel a lot better off just by doing it. Just tell your body to close it. No magical thing to do with, to do it with, or then you just command your body to close your crown chakra. If you're talking to your body, spirit can also help you with that, but mainly it's your body that you want to have closed down. That's sort of the way to look at it. You know, your spirit can, in a sense, do that, but you're really working with your body energy. I would just command your body to do that, to close your crown chakra. So back to you.
Yeah, it sounds like that's just the alien programming, and it is coming through in our media to make it seem, you know, desirable to send out your light. I wonder if the song you were talking about was Good Morning Starshine. That's from Hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That might be it. I don't know. It goes back that far, I think, so.
And there's also a song that children sing sometimes in groups, and it was something like, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So they're teaching kids very young to, you know, beam that energy out. And unfortunately, children off and the targets for this type of abuse just to get their energy stolen. So it's good if you know how to close that down. Okay, so we have another question here, Ron. It says, this is for clearing. Sensory is genetic and cellular mental is emotions. They're wondering the difference between the two. So between the sensory and the cellular mental, I think you might want to explain the sensory clearing because it's...
Well, the sensory clearing goes back, it starts from now. And I do that over the phone with people. And it takes probably 2 to 4 hours to do, typically. And so sensory clearing is much like emotional clearing that goes through, you know, your entire incarnations here. That's the way to look at the sensory. And it can help you out eventually, because you may be stuck. You know, we've done a few shows recently going back in time in different centuries. In fact, I could probably do one now to do that again. I know I think I cleared, it's over 3,000 years, so we did that clearing. Maybe it's 2,200 or something. I think we did one at 3,200, I believe. These were done maybe in the last couple of weeks. So what... how far back do you want to go, Michelle, and I'll clear that particular century, which would be 100 years.
Oh, in the last 2,000 years or further?
Yeah, you can go back much further. Maybe we can go from probably, I would say, most people have been here at least 30,000 years up to probably about 80.
Wow. Yeah, let's do around 40,000. That should cover a lot of people.
Okay, so we'll go 40,000 years plus, since we're at 2,000, so we'll go back 42,000 years. It'd be the 100-year increment there. Would be, and it won't be 43, and it won't be 41, it'll be 42. So I have to count to 100. And what you're going to notice is you may start to sense or feel energies leaving you. If you have a bad situation at that time, maybe you might feel out of sorts. You could be very sad. You could be very angry. Something could have happened to you. So you might feel that energy. Here we go. So let's help you out here. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And they'll keep going because there's still some more energy there. I'm stuck in some people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Most people are done now, but I'll go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Boy, a lot of stuff being released there. So you might just send us a little note there, if you would, on how you're feeling. A lot of times, you could have a situation happening, ache or pain in your body or something that you've had for your whole life, not really realizing that you had it. And then all of a sudden, you know, through one of these clearings that we do, like this one here, it could just get released and you go, wow, you know. Or I couldn't move my shoulder for my whole life in a certain direction. Maybe it always stopped, just probably because you have some type of maybe shackle on it or something. And then all of a sudden, you can move your shoulder and go, wow, this is really strange, you know, by me counting the time frame here and getting rid of that one particular energy or end of time that's contaminated you. So the next thing would be your cellular mental. So that's what your body normally is dealing with in this lifetime, what comes up. So everything is inputted there. And it's sort of like, you know, looking at your computer, going back through your history. And it has to be normally active history. So you're not going to have anything that's suppressed that you don't know anything about, because it's going to just bring up what you're working on and what's come into your life. So back to you.
Okay, wow. Thank you. That was a doozy. So if we've done that 4-in-1 clearing with you, you did that for the entire time we've been here?
That'd be the century clearing. That wouldn't be the 4-in-1. And you need to have a century before you do the 4-in-1 clearing. But that's what it would be, is the century clearing. And the cost on that, I believe, is $150. And, you know, I do it over the telephone for people, but you have to have some prerequisites first. At least your emotional and mental, maybe fear and trauma, anxiety, like that. And then that will help you get more cleared off of you. Back to you.
Thank you. So that was the next question that somebody had asked, the prerequisites, so emotional, mental, fear, trauma, and anxiety. And I don't know if we have a list of the exact prerequisites, but I know that all doing all those would be extremely helpful. So to release all that stuff. Okay, I don't have any responses yet to what just happened, but I will read something else in the meantime. It says, thank you for answering my question, and this had to do with the timeline crash that we read earlier in the show. That was very helpful. I'm still, however, not completely clear if I can run two physical health issues in one purchase. I think that it's just one at a time with the 7 different versions of each issue. So the upside down, the vortex, the just the regular. So I believe it's one issue at a time, but 7 different versions of that issue to make sure we get all of the angles that the aliens are using.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. So I think you're going to get more out of it if you do one issue at a time. And the listener says that they did look, but they don't see anywhere where it says unlimited. And I have this, but I have it on another computer right now, so it's not in front of me. I think that the Timeline Crash Advanced Parallel Life Program, that is, I believe it's 150, is the one that you can use unlimited, that Ron doesn't have a timeline on anymore. And the 2 previous versions that are a little less expensive, that go for a month or a week, were created prior to Ron creating this one. So if you want to do this, you know, for a good amount of time, and I would highly suggest it, make the investment and get this version, and you can do it for many issues, for timeline crashes. So I hope that does answer the question. I know that we have spoken about it before, so there might be also more information in an older show. Okay. Oh, somebody sent in a whole list of all the different versions of timeline crashes that should be done all at once, but on one issue. So I do this, and I open all these different windows, and I will say them in a moment. So if you need to write them down, get a pencil and a paper, and I will list what they are. Somebody wrote them all in. And then I copy and paste that one issue in each different type of version. So the different versions are the different angles that basically that the aliens have created to try and somehow get that timeline onto you. Okay. So the different versions are invisible. Okay. Muscle memory. Sideways. And then there is also tangent, T-A-N-G-E-N-T. And then there is also upside down. And then there is vortexes or vortices, so however you want to spell that, but they create vortexes around these timelines. And I believe that's it. So I'm not sure if I listed seven. Oh, and the other one is just regular. Just your name with the issue. And then the others, you can put the word vortex after your name and then put the issue in the box. So that covers, I think, seven different boxes that you would have maybe on a separate computer, and then hopefully can really knock it out of the ballpark so it stops happening in your life. Okay, thank you, listener, who wrote all those in. That's very helpful. The listener that wrote that in also wrote, that our webmaster has sent me this and said to put this after my name and don't limit myself to 100 timelines. I think I'm finally getting it as I'm typing this. So great, yes. How I do it, and we have talked about this extensively on shows, and we do have directions as well. But you uncheck the box that says crash this timeline. It's a very tiny box at the very top. So then you just set it for a certain amount of time at the bottom. And then every 5 seconds or however many seconds it takes to crash that timeline, the light beams will just go to the next timeline. And then if you feel after however many minutes you put in that you need to do more, you're welcome to do more. But the method of unchecking that little tiny box at the very top allows them to just go to the next timeline without you having to change the timeline number and then press go again. So you can step away from your computer for a little while, leave your photo in front of it, and go to bed or whatever you need to do. So that makes things a little easier. Okay, and I'm going to move to the next one, although I do want to keep this one in here, so I'll try and find a place for it. Okay, I don't have a testimonial yet, although this says, for Century. Thanks, Ron. Yes, just at the end, I had a headache and felt a strong lift of energy from my head and a big jerk off my head. Neat. So that's pretty great, because that was just that one 100-year increment, which could have included several very short lives or one life. So you never know. Okay, so Ron, so then, now you explained the sensory clearing. Would you go into a little more detail about the cellular mental clearing?
The cellular mental is, you know, let's just say that, that's the energy as you connect to something mentally, okay, then it resonates with your cells, and your cell has the database in it. So that would be your memories in your cells of a situation. So it can work both ways. It could either be you seeing something mentally, viewing something, and then from there that activates your cells. Or it could be your cells are already activated, and now all of a sudden, because of that, your aura field around you, will say, your psychic billboard, maybe using that term a little better than your other one, but your psychic billboard now is going to bring people to you with that issue. So I guess the the way to kind of describe this a little differently would be to say, okay, have you ever had or stubbed your toe, okay, and it hurt really bad? Well, right away, you're going to be searching in your memory bank, right? If that happens, you will go in slow motion here. And then naturally, that memory is probably stored in your toe that maybe had a problem where you hurt your toe. So now it's in your cells around your toe. And that's what you're really tuning into. And so now you have, you're in a sense, we'll just say psychically reading, using that term, which may not be 100% correct, but you're psychically reading your toe through its cellular memory, the stuff around your toe, what went on with your toe. So I guess if we were maybe in the future a lot and we have some advanced technology and you could just maybe put onto your toe maybe a little band and all of a sudden it would go to a computer and that computer would say, yeah, this toe got hurt at the age of 7, at the age of, 18, at the age of 21, and it would have all that data stored in your toe, which is your cellular memory. So, if you look at it that way, you're going to have information stored there. Then you also have information in your cellular memory somewhere in your body for other incidences, which may not even be associated with that particular location. That gets to be even more interesting. You could have, let's just say, some type of situation going on maybe with your forearm. Maybe you have a lump there for some reason. You don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden you got this lump. We'll just say, to make it more graphic for people, the size of a nickel. And it kind of sticks up and you can press on it, and it's hard. So what would you first think that would be? Well, you might think, well, maybe it's a lymph node or something going off here, or I got some kind of maybe tumor growing or something that, it shouldn't be there, whatever. Well, maybe that's where one of your energetic bodies is storing its information and attached to you there. And the cellular memory is from all the incidents in your life of a certain situation, too. So it's storing it in that location. And it doesn't have nothing to do with your arm. This happens to be a place that was used to store, this negative energy, we'll call it. And the negative energy now is attached to that cellular memory, which now could be used by you if you knew what it was about to have it cleared. Does that make sense to you, Michelle?
Oh, of course. Everything's stored in your cells. Yeah. Most definitely. I just actually thought of something, so I'm like opening that clearing up right now. Very good. So if you're thinking, there's something I used to think about or know about, and now I've connected it to a certain spot in my body, you can put in that spot, like listed in the box in the cellular mental clearing, and it will clear the energetic remembrance of that, possibly.
Yeah, you clear it with that energy, you may want to look at a lot of different ways to approach a problem with cellular memory. If you know what it's about, maybe if you're really sensitive, you could just kind of push that nickel-sized thing on you, and, going through your intuition, you might go, I know what this is all about. This is, when I fell off my bike and hit my head and it got stored there, and that was at the age of 5, trying to learn how to ride a tricycle, okay? And you go, that's where it's stored. Why is it in my head? Well, that's another problem in itself, but this is where it's stored. Now what you could do is go in and do timeline crashes at the age of 5 riding your bike, and you could probably get rid of that. So hopefully that's another way to look at it here.
Okay. All right. Well, I've done it. I found it to be a very, very useful clearing. And, of course, you can tailor it to exactly what your needs are. So very helpful. Okay, so they go on to say that also I have the cellular Merkaba blueprint that is activated, and I wonder if I do the cellular mental clearing, will it help my cellular Merkaba activate in me more?
That's hard to answer because it depends on what the densities are inside of your body. And so I would imagine that it could help you. You know, it's hard to say how much. Fortunately, you know, it's not black and white where it's a yes or no answer. So a lot of people would like to think, you know, by doing a few clearings on the website that they're fixed. And, unfortunately, there's a lot that we don't know about. I think people are really amazed on how much better they feel by doing, like, the shackle call that I normally do off and on and the pin calls. All of a sudden you go, man, I never thought that I had these pins in my body, and I feel much better now. Oh, it's one of those things that you just don't know what you don't know. It's just more difficult to bring forth an answer of, yeah, this is going to definitely help you. Oh, and it'll do this for you, because I really, you know, can't really say that it will. I'm sure it'll help somewhat, but, you know, what do you expect out of it? And, you know, how much of a percentage is it going to help you? Might help you, but maybe it's only, you know, 0.1%, you know? And so you may not even notice that. So back to you.
Right. You may not notice, but over time, you do feel the accumulative. And if something major has been removed, you will definitely feel that. So, you know, not everybody has everything or every problem. But, yeah, it is hard to say, Ron, like before you've had a pin removal call or a shackle removal call or something specific, because a lot of people grow up thinking, oh, well, I have that pain there because I hit something once, or somebody touched me there, or I had a broken bone there or whatever, but you don't know what else the aliens could have added to that situation. And now they're getting tons of energy off you because you're feeling a pain or, and they have an emotion about it possibly. But really, once they do a call with you and then they get the actual energy removed that a doctor couldn't possibly see, then they just inexplicably feel like, oh, well, that spot doesn't hurt me anymore, even though I know this thing occurred to me ages ago. So basically, like, mentally, you know, we could say maybe something happened to your finger or whatever, but it doesn't really explain many other body pains, or even why just because something happened to you a long time ago, why you would still be hurting in that spot. You know, so when you do the extra clearings of things that you can see, it really is like, oh, yep, maybe something was there because I feel better now. So I think it's always good to do as many of those as you offer, basically, because they're always helpful. Okay, so, okay, this is a new one that just came in. So it's regarding pets, probably what we were speaking about earlier. It says, when I purchase a clearing for myself, for example, the emotional whole lifetime clearing, can I also use that same purchase for my cat, or do I need to purchase the emotional whole life clearing separately for my cat? So
I didn't quite get that again.
So they're asking, what we did kind of cover earlier is that if they buy the emotional whole life clearing, they're wondering if they have to purchase it separately for their cat. And I believe you said earlier that no, they can just put their cat's name behind their name and then run the clearing and it will go to their cat.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If there's a clearing that you haven't done, you know, just pay for it according to the way the website works. that's 5 years of age, then it'd be $5 times 5 years, $25. So let's just say that you're noticing that your cat almost got run over by a car, okay? And it just kind of freaked out because that happened. So what would you want to clear? You'd probably want to clear maybe anxiety. Have an anxiety clearing, you know, for yourself. So that's probably clear anxiety. And you may want to clear fear. Do that for your cat. I don't know what else you would do under that, but that's something that I'd probably recommend doing. That probably wouldn't be in too much trauma, but it would probably be, you know, in fear of cars. And, you know, the other one, you know, of trauma is a big one. Back to you.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you. We did have a couple different requests for planets, and the one that I don't believe we have done before is the planet Chiron or Chiron. It's C-H-I-R-O-N. And I believe it was newly named, but it's obviously been around for quite a while. And
okay.
it was named after a medical being.
Now, is there a natural picture of it? A Google search, would that come up with a picture of the way the planet looks? Just a name given to something?
Let me take a look. I will see. I know it was discussed at length several years ago. It was the being that it was named after was a centaur in Greek mythology, and he was the last known centaur as a doctor. But it says Chiron astrology. Let's see. I don't know if I can find a photo fast enough. I'm not sure if anyone else can. Oh, it says Chiron, the comet asteroid, dark star astrology.
I need a physical planet within it, one that talking about in astrology, because then it could work that way. I need to get a physical thing to interface with.
Okay, it says Chiron's orbit, 50 years, is between Saturn and Uranus. So he is the bridge between the past and the future.
Something. Maybe we'll check into it and do it on the next show if we can find a physical planet. I want people to physically look at it as we're doing strikes against it.
Okay. So then the other suggestion was Mercury, which I know we have done, but they're asking if we can do it again.
Okay, so we got only a few minutes on the show here, so, I don't have enough time to do that right now.
Okay.
So talk about maybe briefly the special healing session, which will be the 2nd of September, the pin removal along with your placenta. This is your placenta that you were born with, kept you alive when you're in your mother, and we'll be clearing that energy away from you and off of you and also healing. Well, that'll be a very interesting call. It's $50. We'll be starting at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So now recall. I got about 1 minute to go here, so let's do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. And in your spirit out loud, to take the thoughts in your head, put them into your heart. So here we go. We count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. In peace with no thoughts. Feel wonderful. Thank you. kind of sane. And hi, everybody. Blessings.